Topic 2. Pancho Villa. Listen and answer question number 1.
Hey, Linda, what are you studying?
I'm reading a story about a very famous person in Mexican history.
I don't know anything about Mexican history.
I didn't either until I read this book.
What part did you find the most interesting?
I think the revolution was a very important time for the Mexican people.
Why is that?
Mostly because there were very big differences between the rich and the poor. The revolution tried to make those differences smaller.
Was it successful?
A little bit, thanks to one man in particular. His name was Pancho Villa.
What a strange name.
That wasn't his real name. His real name is Doroteo Arango. He changed it later when he was older.
So why was he so important for the revolution?
When the revolution started, he formed a successful army of armed cowboys and outlaws to lead the war in the north of Mexico.
He sounds like a person that the poor people would like.
Yes, he was very popular among the poor. Unfortunately, there were also some people who didn't like him.
That has happened a lot in history, hasn't it?
Yes, one day he was gunned down, but the assassins were never identified.
It sounds like he was a hero.
Yeah, people remembered him as a hero because he was charismatic, he wanted to reform his country, and he advocated helping the poor, just as a modern-day Robin Hood would.
Well, I think you will do very well studying history.
Yes, that sounds like a revolutionary idea.